ready to meet your next debaters. Let's do it. This comic was addicted to soap, but now he's clean. It's Sean Cullen. Sean Cullen. One of our absolute favorites. Sean Cullen. Getting ready to the podium to my right. And this local duo thinks PEI means plan escape immediately. Here's Patrick Ledwell and Mark Haynes. There they are. All right. This has got the makings of a showdown. Your topic is a perfect one for PEI. Fiddle music. Is there too damn much of it out here? Let's be honest. Stop it! Just to be clear, a fiddle is a damn violin. A fiddle is a nickname that you folks give it. In fact, I learned you give all your string instruments nicknames. All of them. You call the viola a little bit bigger fiddle. You call the cello, the even bigger fiddle. And you call the double bass, what the F is wrong with that fiddle? Just so the rest of the country's clear, that's what we're talking about out here. But enough of the music lesson, it's time to play. So, whereas every occasion on the East Coast calls for a fiddle, be it resolved that in Atlantic Canada, there's no such thing as too much fiddle music. Patrick and Mark, not surprisingly, you're arguing for this. You have 2 minutes, please, starting now.
Upper Canadians may ask, what is the difference between a violin and a fiddle?
Two beers and a shot of whiskey.
Right on the nose. The violin is cold, detached, and relates to your emotions like a divorce deposition. You would never take out the compost. You have made my life a dumpster fire. I'm through with all your pent-up stuff. Hey, that's about enough. Go ahead now, leave and huff. You always do that. It's angry.
All right. Okay.
You can hear the lack of compassion in the expression, oh, I'm playing the world's tiniest violin for you. Now, if you were to say to someone, I'm playing the world's tiniest fiddle for you, that person would be instantly happier. Because who wouldn't smile at the image of a wee fiddle played by a gleeful cat? Hey, diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the boom. The little dog laughed just to see such a sport, and the dish ran away with the spoon fiddly-dee. It's good. It's happy. You could never have a happy rhyme like that about the violin. As Mark will tell you, it's fun to fiddle with yourself or with others.
The main difference between the two is tempo control.
Yeah. And in Atlantic Canada, everyone is born with a basic talent to join in, whether by just spooning closer or clapping along. Yeah. You know, back at my pub in university, I remember seeing grade 13 graduates from Upper Canada who lacked these basic skills like clapping on the beat. Imagine. Fortunately, Atlantic Canadians are generous with their time. Soon, those Ontario students would have the clap. Most often picked up from one of us. Fiddling, it's infectious. Pick it up, Mark. Yeah. Fiddly-dee.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. That was Patrick Ledwell and Mark Haynes. All right. Now, hold on. Hold on. Because now, to tell us that he says fiddlesticks to fiddle music, here's a man who may not get out of here alive and is challenging the good nature of the good people of PEI, Mr. Sean Cullen.
Listen to me, people, I have a story to tell about a group of humans who share a living hell. Every time an idiot starts to make a beat, they start to clap their hands and they start to stamp their feet. And if the stampy clapping wasn't sufficiently strange, some weirdo with the fiddle will jump up on the stage. He'll saw upon the strings and he sets the fiddle squealing. And the people of the eastern coast begin their jigs and reeling. It doesn't really matter if the story's happy or sad. A song about an old dead dog, about your drunken dad. The fiddling never stops through the night and through the day. I don't know how a group of people can survive that way. Hey! Seriously, fiddling is a symptom of a larger disease in this part of the country. Every time someone starts fiddling, people drop everything and caper around like fools. How can you get any work done? Society will ultimately fall apart. Civilization will crumble. And you'll be fiddling as your homes burn. Children will go hungry and wail in the streets. The elderly will begin to eat each other. Potatoes will go unharvested and rot in the earth. The annual Anne of Green Gables production will cease to occur. Horror, woe, destruction, grief, barbarism. Is that what you want? I don't think so. Lock up the fiddles, break the bows, throw the rosin into the sea. Fiddling will be the end of you if you don't take steps now. For your children and your children's children, stop the fiddling. Thank you.
Sean Cullen. Yeah. Sean Cullen made a catchy tune without a fiddle.
I'm here for the long haul.
All right. It's time to act like kitchen party animals in the bare knuckle round. We're debating whether there's too much fiddle playing down east or here. So let's not have any wooden performances or graphic violins. Oh. It wasn't easy. That we worked hard at that. Just be prepared to take it on the chin. We're talking about the bow of the thing. Just be prepared to take it on the chin as you make your case and get your opponent to shut their f-hole until the jig's up and they're left reeling. Now you guys all show some pluck now.
Sean, can you even name a single fiddle tune?
Yes, of course. Foggy Mountain Breakdown?
Yeah. Pigeon at the Gatepost, Putty on the Nail Holes, Nelly in the Cornfield.
Chicken in the Corn Pop, Flicking Out Snow.
Cock of the North. That's one of the greatest hits around
well,
here.
Well, you've probably got a problem if your cock is in the North.
Well,
to clarify, we're debating fiddle music here on CBC Radio 1. We haven't just lost our minds and are just randomly yelling things that don't seem to make sense.
That is fiddle music to a T. Random things that don't make sense. Putting on my shoe and a rubbing out things. Getting my wig and mayor and a mustache. Going downtown with my Uncle Joe. Everybody knows that it ain't gonna snow. Woo! Just random crap.
Fiddling. Fiddling is like, the sewer systems in Atlanta, Canadian towns. It was invented in 1700 and perfected at that point, so we're not even touching it.
It's so quick. I don't touch a lot of sewers, but I'm joining you on
that. If it's still working,
that.
We're not updating it,
listen,
Sean.
You know, let me illustrate my point. You can't rock out on the fiddle. You just can't rock out on the fiddle. Here, try this.
Patrick's accompaniment. I don't know what's happened now. I don't know who's arguing for what. Mark has become Switzerland. He's just playing the fiddle whenever anyone talks now. I don't know what's happened. Stop encouraging them. It is time now for the firing line. In my hand, I have a list of questions on fiddle music brought to you by another great kitchen instrument, the spoons. Why doesn't anyone give the spoons the respect that they deserve? If you play them well enough, you could get picked up by a record ladle. An early fiddle music radio show on CFCY-FM and PEI was hosted by George Chappelle and the Mary Watts. Patrick?
The Merry Wives of Somerset.
Incorrect. I'm still getting over that there was a fiddle music radio show. Sean?
The Merry Fiddlin' Idiots.
Incorrect. You guys might be overthinking this. Sean?
Merry Christmases.
No, that was better, though. The Merry Islanders.
Oh, wow.
It was right there, if you think about it. Charlottetown is thought to be the home of the first what in Canada? Patrick.
Bootlegger drive-thru.
Just reminded some people to go there on the way home, I think. Sean?
Seafood allergy.
I did not know that. Sean?
Lobster with human eyes.
That's quite possible. One person booed. How do you boo that? He found out. Charlottetown thought to be the home of the first fiddle contest held in 1926. Yep. Oh. This is stuff you could use.
Surprising.
In Maritime's musical lore, what is the backwoods breakdown? Sean Cullen.
When you drink bootleg liquor and lose control of your bowels in the woods.
Backwoods breakdown! Backwoods breakdown. Somebody clean this up.
It's a duet for chainsaw and fiddle.
Backwards breakdown.
Backwards breakdown. All right. That is.
I think I just had a backwards breakdown.
It was actually the name of the band Don Messer had prior to moving to PEI, but I don't care. That's the firing line, everybody.
Oh, I had a good one.
Oh, we are debating whether you can have too much fiddle on the debaters on CBC Radio, and we're also on the CBC Radio app, which you might be listening on, in which case, no need for me to tell you. It's almost time for our theater audience to pick a winner here in Charlottetown. But first, here again to tell us how anyone likes the fiddle is a riddle. Here's more anti-string stingers from the one and only Sean Cullen.
Fiddling. Fiddling. Even the sound of the word is ridiculous. Do you fiddle? Are you a fiddler? Have you fiddled lately? Would you mind if I gave you a quick fiddle behind the bar? Silly and a little creepy. You have to stop it now. I know you think it's just a harmless bit of fun. What could possibly be wrong with a little bit of fiddling? Stop it!
Look at yourselves! If I could distract you with a snappy beat, can you imagine what a battalion of alien fiddlers could do? They landed their spaceships and play a little jig and boom! The invasion would be complete while you clog danced your way into a life of servitude on the planet Xalar. Is that what you want? For the sake of all humanity, and if you would not have us as slaves, put down the fiddles. Thank you.
Sean Cullen! This is more than comedy, trying to save your lives, Charlottetown. Nice job, Sean. All right! Here again to tell us why out on the East Coast, fiddle music is music to everyone's ears. Again, it's your very own Patrick Ledwell and Mark Haynes. Thank you.
Yes, Atlanta, Canada is repetitive. Again and again, uninvited waves of misfortune crash upon our shores. And the sound of the fiddle? That's the pulled heartstrings of our Atlantic Canadian people, rising again to meet those waves. Central Canada, you can sail past our natural ice-free harbors and break ice all the way up your St. Lawrence Seaway to ram the Canadian economy up there and keep it away from us. But we will rise again. You can fail to federally protect our fishing waters so that Spanish ships sail over and suck every last sea creature up their damn sonar. And we will rise again. You can attract our youth with the bright lights, but they'll move back to the village when they have kids. Scared by Scarborough commutes and needing the grandparents living right next door to babysit. And oh, then we will rise again. Yes, in Atlanta, Canada, our house may be a little bit on fire, but the fiddler's already pulling into the yard to play at the fundraiser to rebuild. Before the ashes are even cool, we will rise again! So while the house is on fire, Mark, might as well burn her down!
Fiddling is weird, fiddling is weird, fiddling is awfully weird. Fiddling is strange, fiddling is weird, fiddling is awfully weird.
It's time to vote now. I'm not sure which way you guys are gonna go. How many think Sean convinced you that fiddle music's not good anymore? And how many think Patrick and Mark convinced you can never get too much fiddle? Well, it's too close to call. I'm gonna give this one to Patrick and Mark. That's all for this week. I'm Steve Patterson saying, if you don't like a fine fiddle song, then maybe I don't like you. I'll argue with you again soon, Canada. Good night!
The Debaters, created by Richard Side. Produced this week by Richard Side, Graham Clark, Josh Bailey, Tracy Rideout, and Philip Ditchburn. Technical production by Jeff Doan and Pat Martin. And thanks to everyone at the Confederation Center of the Arts in Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. Hey, Debaters fans, don't forget